Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelbrecht, dictating the acid report on Amber Smith, date of birth 9/14/1992, date of procedure July 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Engelbrecht, do you have a referring physician is Dr. Lee Liu. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is eructation, comma, iron deficiency, anemia, comma, ulcerative colitis, diarrhea. Description of procedure was obtained, period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion. Such a malignancy will extend to the patient. The patient is brought to anesthesia, so you place in left lateral position, sedated prior anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated room's video gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made at the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. Retroflexy was obtained at the cardio-aortic section from the stem before withdrawal. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. A digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated lymphus video colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, confluence of folds appeared. Careful examination was made of the cecum, the cecal valve, descending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, and the rectum. Retroflexy was obtained at the rectum period. Boston bowel prep score was created as a 2-3-2, comma, good prep. 7 overall period. Patients had the procedure well without any complications. Findings that upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared on Markle next line. The Z line was regular at 38 centimeters from bipolar next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Count biopsies were obtained in the interim body for histology and through a lead H. pylori next line. There was evidence of a gastric body polyp. Remove the cold biopsy polypectomy next line. There was overall an remarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation to rule out celiac disease. Next line, the ampulla appeared normal. Next line, a colonoscopy. Next line, terminal ileum column last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Next line, overall, at approximately 60 centimeters from the anal verge all the way to the anal verge, there was evidence of erythematous, fribral mucosa. There was evidence of erythematous resemblance of Mayo 2 to 3 disease with evidence of marked erythema, comma, absence, vascular pattern, comma, friability, and some ulcerations. Comma, biopsies are obtained in the ascending colon, comma, ascending colon slash cecum, comma, proximal transverse, comma, distal transverse, comma, descending colon, comma, sigmoid colon, comma, rectosigmoid colon, comma, rectum. To evaluate for ulcerative colitis as well as to rule out CMV. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, we'll send patient to get stool studies urgently. If negative, we'll likely give patient short course of steroids. Next line, we'll likely need change from current meds to biologic other than Humira, as this did not work for her in the past. We'll obtain appropriate labs for starting on alternative therapies prior to the next visit. Next line, recommend follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, patient was told that if her symptoms worsen and she develops any abdominal pain, to be seen urgently in the ED.